Blog Talk Radio.
Thank-cha, Rastafari.
Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay,
yay,
yay.
Nase sigabu. Kaina tuna hizvu. Bechibret yemiyazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase sigabu, as they enter the kedase. Kainatuna hizvu, the priest and the people. Bechibret in einity. Yemiyazemutno shall sing, shall chant.
Travel to the earth, and while I try to reach my goal, guide me, oh Jah. When evil man has set them trap, no let me fall in at the oh no. Guide me, oh Jah. True vanity, no getting greedy. Many will sell their soul, yeah. Guide me, oh Jah. As I go, take full control. Oh, when the evil man has these souls, so make them see me. Guide me, and I need you in Holy Trinity. Mine is young. All right, your children, hail your God. Wonderful, so powerful, no fear no man. He'll keep you away from pagans and demons and sinking sand. Let us pray now. Guide me, oh Jah, as I travel through the earth and while I try to reach my goal. Guide me, oh Jah, when evil man has set them trap, no let me fall in at the oh no. Guide me, oh Jah. Vanity, no getting greedy. Many will sell them for gain. Guide me, oh Jah, as I go to full control. As my children grow, oh Lord, here I order. Bless them, don't let them ever suffer. Oh Master, provide for them their bread and their butter. You will never let them eat from the butter, but they make life so hard. Be with us, Lord. Oh Shepherd, show us good and and the green pastures and the path of righteousness with the fullness. Guide me, oh Jah, while I travel through the earth and while I try to reach my goal. Guide me, oh Jah, when evil man has set them trap, don't let me fall in at the oh no. Guide me, oh Jah, to vanity, no getting greedy, I sin up man, sell them so, yeah. Guide me, oh Jah, as I go to full control. Blessed is the man that walketh not into the counsel of the ungodly. Oh, or standeth in the ways of the sinner, or sitteth in the seat of the scornful one. But his delight is in the light of the Lord, and which he meditates day and night. Guide me, oh Jah, as I travel through the earth and as I try to reach my goal. Guide me, oh Jah, when evil man has set them trap, don't let me fall in at the oh no. Guide me, oh Jah, to vanity, no getting greedy, I sin of man, sell them so, yeah. Guide me, oh Jah, as I go, take full control. Yeah.
Bless be ab, ubu, man fat shadu, adu, amlak, aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast, oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Besim'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak, ze kedamit, ye kedamit, besen bed ken, meskel abra, Samayin bekoakibit shelleme. Kohulum yilik zahayin asaye. Meskel abra. Samayin bekoakibit shelleme. On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Oh my God, it's full of stars.
Sky. All these things were created. in your garden look breezy. Even when you're feeling weary, tired and alone, all you got to do is relax and let the cool wind blow. At the sun, how it shines bright in the sky.
Babylon, straight to Mount Zion and the star liner. We stop to Nigeria, Gambia, Ghana, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Senegal, Guinea, Uganda, Chad, Togo. Hey! Final destination, Ethiopia.
Yes, 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 yes.
Much applauding to it according. Pay the respect to the Honorable Marcus Garvey, yeah. Much applauding to it according. Pay the respect to the Honorable Marcus Garvey, yeah.
Amen.
Repatriation! Judgment yard time!
Black Star Liner Airline! Black Star Liner Airline! Black Star Liner Airline! Black Star Liner! Ship of the empty prime! Black Star Liner Airline! Black Star Liner Airline! Black Star Liner Airline! Black Star Liner! Ship in the ATM!
What? Listen up, take notice! Sizzler promote it! Anything for black people, I come support it. Black airline, yeah, black people are wrote it. 30,000 feet above the level, them are floated. But them feel like me, I can preach the black air roses. Well, at the island, them are not first class, them are spouted. None can deny that, well, don't think, don't try that. We no fear nobody, think we'll see how we pilot. Buckle up your seat, there's you flying to Mount Zion. Full of pretty people every day, them just apply on Starline, I rule the sea. And into the sky and destination, the land of the conquering lion.
Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline,
Black Star Liner, ship of the empty prime.
Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline,
Black Star Liner ship. Is that the idea, Mr. Prime Minister? You can support the Star Liner ship. Take me out of Babylon, make so many trips. Now slave my stock, y'all, if we win now. If you must have had you want black people, dump and kick them. No thought of slavery, it get abolished. Look what black man's shoes are, clean and polished. Babylon system get demolished. Babylon vanity start to vanish. Increase me education, I mean increase me agriculture, I mean increase repatriation. Get out the land of the culture.
Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline,
Black Star Liner Airline,
Black Star Liner, ship of the time. Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline,
Black Star Liner, in the sea. Flying a plane in a ship, me a sea. Black Star Line to Africa, we a prevail. Marcus, yeah, beef, up down the rail. Same time, Emperor Selassie, I, we are ill. Black people say it, I believe these things. Ship and planes, we need these
citizens. School and factory for the queens and kings. House and land for the nation bling. Yeah, in a Mount Zion, a demi touch down. In a Addis Ababa, for the holy drunk people surround me. And I say, look there, King David, now shall just go.
Black Star Line, a airline. Black Star Line, a airline. Black Star Line, a airline.
We have we own a thing. We know we have our own Babylon thing. We have we own a thing. We have we own a land. We own a sun, moon, stars.
Besma'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak, ze kedamit, ye kedamit, besenbed ken, meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, shelleme, kohulum yilik, zahayin asaye, meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, on the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Où va commencer non? La fin du monde.
Bright that day. No, 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 no. The genius again. We. Shall overcome. Shall overcome. Must overcome. We.
My God, they lay a hurt as time. From my friend, they said they love me when me know them lying. My pray for the gutter youth, but I know them crying. Babylon, I shoot it on, and them I tell me a lie. My pray, cause rice and flour for buy. Can't depend on cassava, that hard for fry. Now living on the whole day, that hard for try. Me ask my mama, eat steak, and that hard for buy. So we shall overcome. Shall overcome, must overcome. We must overcome. Say get a youth of money overgone. Me tired of this, the damn frustration. Tired of Babylon and them damn molestation. Them know me occupation. Send a lock off the sound and lock me in an station. With music a full nation. I it alone people use go through them tribulation. Me attack with the nation. Me no want no demonstration. Nah, we shall overcome. Shall overcome. I'm tired of this, every day, man of them. Tired of the innocent, blood of shed. Tired of it, Jamaica run red. People can't sleep in them bed. I'm tired of this, poverty. We need solidarity. Me attack for the majority. You hear me clearly, clearly. We
yeah. No.
every girl is tired, you see.
Everybody.
You can have a piece of grand spend to come and spend. To all time.
No.
Southside Jungle Firehouse.
Every gully, every place.
Southeast Gardens, Spanglers.
No. Overcome, one is done.
Clans and one other, you know?
Clans and one other. Mountain View, Magaga Gully. Every gully, Portland. Send on, send me a new one, send me a cat, send me a can. We
Shabbat Shalom, send
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase sigabu, as they enter the kedase. Kainatu na hizbu, the priest and the people. Bechibret in einity. Yemiyazemutno shall sing, shall chant. Isis, 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 I.
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world, the earth soars and trembles. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar, they kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 People with peace.
Rasta, give unto Rastafari, yo, he might give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is up on the waters. The voice of Rastafari thunderous. Rastafari is up on many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
My advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Ana bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana bekoach. Gedulata yemina katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yemina katir zerura. Untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Kavir arina ta amika, sangavid, tahreinu, nora. Elevate and purify us, sangavid, tahreinu, elevate and purify I and I, nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, awesome one. Na gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, na gibor. Dorsheya Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavat Shamrei, Barchem, Tahare, Rachemei, Sidkateka Tamida Tamle, bless them. May your righteousness always reward, them. Chasin kadosh berov tuvka. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness. Nahela Idateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yahida Ge'e Le Ameka Bine Zokreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Show atenu kavel, accept our cries. Show atenu kavel, accept our cries. Ushma. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show Aden, Kavir Ushima, Ushaik Aden, Yodea Ta Elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets, Yodea Ta Elumot. Baruch Shem Kvod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Bye.
Shabbat Shalom, send that
Shalom.
Shalom,
send Shabbat Shalom, 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 Shabbat Shalom,
Lecha Dodi, 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 Lecha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Tene Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Tene Shabbat, Nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bne shabati nikapala. Keep and remember we're fused in one word. When the voice divine, divine at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad. Wa hiubi hiubi shakova. Yihya chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name, his name, his name. Yahuwa Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'chem U'ula Tifereta, W'tehillah. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'ka Dodi L'krati Ekala, B'nei Shabbati N'kavala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing Baraka divine. Blessings I vine. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to his grace. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, the I Elohim has loved thee I as bridegroom his bride. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, thee sweet, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath HaShabbat, the Senbet greet.
Send bet salam. Send bet salam. Send bet salam.
Send bet salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Send bet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Because you're coming.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in
מזמור צד בית, מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון וכינור. ושמחתני אדוני בפועלך, במעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד, ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. ותרם תרעם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן. ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, בארז בלבנון יזגה. שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולה תבוא.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
With majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
מזמור צד דגימל. אדוני מלאך גאות לבש, לבש אדוני עוז התעזר, אף תיקון תבל בל תמות. נכון כסאך מאז מעולם אתה. נשאו נהרות אדוני, נשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוחים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לביתך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
مزمور زتنا هولد بك النف زتنا سوست بسم بسك أن يمسقانا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبرن ملبسة اكزيابير هايلن لبسة حاد تكم عالمن اندهتنا وطاتنا زوفاني كتن تجمرو يتزقات جنو انتم كزل عالمنا عبيتو ونزوش كف كف عدر ربو ونزوش كالو تشاتشون كف كف عدر ربو ከብዙ ውሆች ድምፅ ከባህርም ታላቅ ሞገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል።
Zakor et Yom HaShabbat, Likad Sho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat, Likad Sho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it set apart, to keep it holy. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Le Kadisho.
מוקדש לכל מי שאוהב את השבת, אין ספק זהו יום מיוחד. מצווה גדולה בשבת להיות בשמחה, שמור וזכור שהיא מקור הברכה.
Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. For the Sheishi, Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Debarim, Sabbath, the Word here, picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, the Sefer Debarim here, Deuteronomy chapter 2, picking up with verse 31 for the Sheishi. The Sheishi Aliyah, for the sixth reading, the Sheishi Aliyah, the sixth offering up, Anaphora, for this Shabbat Debarim. Vayomeri Yahuwa Helai, Re'ei Ha'chiloti, Teita Lefaneka, Eta Sichon, Ve Eta Arzo, Ha'chela Rash, La Resheta Eta Arzo. And Yahweh Jehovah said to me, Behold, Re'ei, see, I have begun to give Sihon, and Arzo, his land, before the eye. Begin to possess that thou mayest inherit Arzo, his land. Then Sihon came out against us, against Sinai, he and all Amor, his people, to fight at Jahaz. And Yahweh Eloheinu, and Jehovah Ainai Elohim delivered him before us, before Ainai. And we, Ainai, smote him, and Benao, his sons, and all Amor, his people. And we, Ainai, took all his cities at that time, at that Iowa, and utterly destroyed the men and the women and the little ones, and every city. We, Ainai, left none, no one to remain. Only the cattle we took for a prey to ourselves, Ainai selves, and the spoil of the cities which we, Ainai, took from Aroer, which is by the brink of the river of Arnon, and from the city that is by the river, even to Gilead. There was not one city too strong for us, for I, Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah, I and I Elohim delivered all to us, to I, only to the land of the children of Ammon. Thou camest not, nor to any place of the river Jabbok, nor to the cities in the mountains, nor to whatsoever Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah Ainai Elohim forbade us. Hear, Shema, give ear, right here, hear. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 3. Then we, Ainai, turned and went up, aliyah up, the way to Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us, against Ainai, he and all Amor, his people, to battle at Edrei. And Yahweh, Jehovah said to me, fear him not, for I will deliver him and all his people, Amor, and also his land into thy hand. And thou shalt do to him as thou didst to Sihon, king of Haemori, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. So Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah, Ainai Elohim delivered into Ainai hands Og also, the king of Bashan, and all Amor, his people. And we, Ainai, smote him until none, no one was left to him remaining. And we took, Ainai took all his cities at that time, at that Iowa. There was not a city which we, Ainai, took not from them. 70 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these cities were fenced with high walls, gates, and bars, besides unwalled towns, a great many. And we, Ainai, utterly destroyed them, as we, Ainai, did to Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, women, and children of every city. But all the cattle and the spoil of the cities, we, Ainai, took for a prey to ourselves, to Ainai selves. And we, Ainai, took at that time, at that Iowa, out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites, the land that was on this side Yarden, this side Jordan, from the river of Arnon to Mount Hermon, the Sidonians called Sirion, and the Amorites called it Shanir. All the cities of the plain, and all Gilead, and all Bashan, to Salcha and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of giants. Behold, his bedstand was a bedstand of iron. Is it not in Rabat of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man. And this land, which we, which I and I possessed at that time, as that I were from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, and half Mount Gilead, and the cities thereof, gave I to the Reubenites and to the Gadites. And the rest of Gilead, and all Bashan, being the kingdom of Og, gave I to the half-tribe of Manasseh, all the region of Arbob, with all Bashan, which was called the land of giants, the land of the Rephai. Yair, the son of Manasseh, took all the country of Argob to the coast of Geshuri and Ma'akathi and called them after his own name, Bashan Havot Yair, to this day.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God.
Pull up!
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
There's a lot of work to be done, O God, in the promised land.
And I saw an angel ascending from the east, having a seal, having a seal of the living king, of the living king, of the living king, of the living king.
Earth day, earth day.
And for I is left in front.
Coming forward, July 23rd in ancient times. It is said that it was the head of creation. You know, very interesting correspondence of Genesis and the Nile. You know, the river of Ethiopia, the river of Egypt, and the connection with Israel. But here, are ye not?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
So we shared a local of the 6 day Aliyah, and here we have a new generation of Yasher Allah, of Yisrael here in the fifth book of Moshe, known as Devarim. Some say Devarim, Devarim, the Dabar, Dabar, the word, the words. The words here in this context has to do with the direction instructions known as HaTorah, and more specifically with the ten words that is often called the Ten Commandments. But that section there for the 6 day, right? The 6 days reading right there, as with this Torah reading and feeding, we have a new generation. Ya calling the youths. Got Ya youth, the poetry coming forward. But just to bring out what that section there, you know, the war of this new generation, not like their fathers, their patriarchs who came out of Mitzrayim, of the Smaitawi, the two lands called Kemet, by some who are referred to as Egypt. You know, he brought them out, but he was not well pleased to bring them in. So the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. And now we have a new generation on the rise. We have Yasher Allah, Yisrael on the march. Very good documentary. Check it out. Ethiopia, right? Ethiopia on the march. But here. That section there, which is like a narrative, monumental telling, you know, of the different, you know, warfare and movements of this new generation as they're moving forward, Kadima, going forward ever to the promised land. And this is brought out in one of the Psalms. And here we have St. Garnet Silk, first part of it right here, known as the Silk Chant. Based on Psalm 68.
Be still, Shema, all ye enemies of Jah, and know that the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, shall rule the earth.
Ja! Rastafari, I live in Africa first. Oh, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them ask all that hate him to flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, yea. Let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth on the heavens by his name. Jah! Rastafari, Ali Selassie the first, O Father, strength and redeemer, who lives and rules and reigns over all living things. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God set up the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, for the rebellious dwell in dry land. O God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou did march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. But even Shinai itself was moved at the presence of God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie first, the God of Israel. Though, O God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, did send a plentiful rain, whereby thou did confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Though, O God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, hath prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that carried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the flocks, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leave ye high hills? This is the hill which God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, first desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, is among them, as in Shinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity the captive. Thou hast received gifts from man, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, might dwell among them. Blessed be the Almighty God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, who daily leadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, the Lord belongeth to the issues from death. But the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, shall wound the head of his enemies, and hear his scalp of such an one as goeth unstilled in his trespasses.
Yes, 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 yes. Yasha Allah, Yisrael on the march here as we open the fifth book of Moshe, what's known as the Mishnah. The Mishnah HaTorah, actually written in the Hebrew, the repetition, we say, are going over the direction instructions right here. And here we get the march of a new generation. Now, in the silk chant, saying garnet, garnet, silk, he chants a Psalm 68, roughly up to verse 20, 21. Now, the fuller fold, it kind of mirrors here, right, this 44th sabbatical study. For this Shabbat strong, for Shabbat Devarim, Shabbat Sabbath, the words right here, 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 picking up on the Keter drum, dub, rhythm. We have verses 22 to 35. Hear the fuller flow right here, here, here.
The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan. I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary.
The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God, to God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
Ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, from your heart, from your heart, from your heart.
Yes, 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 yes. Glory of His Majesty. So here we have Psalm 143, today's daily psalm, right here just in tune to season as we look forward to the King of Kings, Earth Strong, some refer to as the Emperor's birthday, the Mount Haile Selassie, the 131st, you know, of that significant, you know, say prophetic actualization, one might call it fulfillment, Heal Up Ras, I Cern, you know, and the reason, and also the Rasta Roundtable priests, Honorable Priest Isaac, and the brethren, Ras Sefer Selassie, you know, Masai Koma, yes, I. Here, here, here. Here, we'd like to share Jah Yud and give thanks to Ras Seymour, you know, for the sharing of this tune right here, Jah Yud, all ye nation, all ye nations. But first here, from the scripts, the name is great among
For from the rising
Gentiles,
of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Hear ye, hear ye, all ye nations. Jah Yud.
Might of the Trinity, I
give liberty to earth history, for it to trade amongst all creation that wars come with destruction. And to mankind I say, can destruction come with birth in countries known for living for sin, and also annihilation of our very nation? Woe to the scribes and the Pharisees who live for war and think that war brings peace. For Selassie I thought that love coming from within and coming from the Most High, being him, Haile Selassie, the king of peace. Please open your minds, people of this place, for blessed assurance Christ dwelleth in Ethiopia, where he set up the Ark of the Covenant with the Ancient of Days, earth true ruler, Haile Selassie, our comforter. Blessed assurance is the King of Kings as prophesied in his mysterious old secret, busting all seals of seals, for with him lies all of the channel, as seen as Haile Selassie I puppet, taken still on earth. Haile Selassie I is a gift unto earth. Oh, how happy is it for creation to have a grand visit. For this grand visit by her creator should be mysterious and joyful, for she shall try to be luscious and beautiful in his sight, for she know that she belongs to him. His blessed assurance, Haile Selassie, I live for love, to give unto all who are worthy, worthy of the love necessary to save this world, for unification will portray mankind always living for others. Blessed assurance be to God. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Blessed assurance, our hope is in the teachings, the laws, the commandments of the King of Glory, given by himself unto mankind for his righteousness. Only fools will be caught in Satan's very folly. The teachings of the Most High Emperor Haile Selassie bring forth favorable response from the whole realm. For there is none like thee, O Haile God Selassie, none like the found, none like the found among the heathen. So blessed assurance, Selassie is the omnipotent one, glorified on earth and also hailed in Zion. He is praised for blessing this, his creation with liberty, even if there are found to be sons of Satan. Can Satan's sons ever triumph, conquer the Most High, Haile God Selassie? Some thought, be fearful. Death unto your scribes and Pharisees, for you should know not such a thought, for you are the ones who portray and flesh. Open the mental, you know. Seek to purge what the last time the righteous way, you know.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia.
The whole praise is due for
with Ethiopia. This man was born there, Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there, Selah. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there with Ethiopia. This man was born there with Ethiopia. with Ethiopia, 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 with Ethiopia. This man was born there.
This man was born there.
This man was born there. This man was born there.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is too hot.
God and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. When I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He didn't know like your name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant, 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 thy servant. Yes, sir. Hear, O Israel. 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu,
is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, 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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, upon the earth, upon the earth, upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commands, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, important, important?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Rewind and come back, selector.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one, who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year and all the varieties that is produced for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, with life, righteousness, and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessings, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your amen. 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 Torah.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom. So I and I children sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Ase sigabu kainatuna hizvu bechibret yemiyazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase sigabu as they enter the kedase. Kainatuna hizvu, the priest and the people, bechibret in einity. Yemiyazemutno shall sing, shall chant, Isis,
Bone again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant, 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 thy servant.
Elect up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwapik, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see?
You see? The English language,
join your mentality.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips.
Shalom, Chavarim. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mim, Gimel, Mizmor Kof, Mem, Gamel. Here. A midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mim, Gimel, Mizmor Kof, Mem, Gamel. Psalm 143. Shalom, Chavarim. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mim, Gimel, Mizmor Kof, Mem, Gamel. Here. A midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel, Mizmor Kof Mim Gamel, Psalm 143, Psalm CXLII. Here, Midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel, Kof Mim Gamel, Mizmor Le David, Yahuwah Shema'a Tefilati, Ha'azina Al Tachnunai, Be Emunateka Eneni, Be Zidkateka, We Al Tavo, Be Mishpata, Etta avdecha, ki lo yitzdaka lefaneka kol chayi. Here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 143, Hebraically verses 1 to 2. A psalm of David. O Lord, hear my prayer, give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Here. Mizmor le David, a psalm of David. Yahuwah Shema'a tefilati. Jehovah, hear my prayer. Yahuwah Shema'a tefilati. Ha'azina al tachnunai. Give ear, broaden the ear, give ear to my supplications. Ha'azina il tachnunai. Be emunatecha, eneini, be zidkatecha. In thy faithfulness, be emunatecha, in thy faithfulness, answer. Enei ni, answer I, and in thy righteousness, be emunateka, enei ni, be tzidkateka, we al tabor, be mishpata et avdeka, and enter not, we al tabor, and enter not into judgment, we al tabor. The mishpat, into judgment, etta avdeka, with thy servant, we al tavo, the mishpata et avdeka, ki lo yitzdaka, le faneka kol chai, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified, ki lo yitzdak, for not to be justified, ki lo yitzdak, le faneka, in the eyesight, in the eye presence, in the eye face, le faneka, call chai, all living, call chai, ki lo yitzdak, le faneka, call chai, mizmor le David, Yahuwah Shema'a tefilati, ha'azina illa tachnunai, be'emunateka eneini, be'zidkateka, ואל תבוא במשפט את עבדך, כי לא יצדק לפניך כל חי. Shlomo, said, a king that sitteth on the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin. Here, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs. Proverbs 20, verses 8 to 9. Melech Yoshev al Kisei Din. Mi Zare Re Ainav Kol Ra'a. Mi Yomar Zikiti Libi. Taharti Me Chatati. Here, Mishlei Shlomo. Here from the Mashal, the Proverbs, the parables. Here, allegories of Shlomo, of Solomon. Proverbs chapter 20 here, verse 8. Melech Yoshev al Kisei Din. A king that sitteth on the throne of judgment. Melech Yoshev al Kisei Din. Scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Mizareh b'aynayot. B'aynayot kol ra'a. Mizareh scattereth b'aynayot. With his eyes kol ra'a. All evil kol ra'a. Mi yomar, who can say? Mi, who, yomar, who can say? Mi yomar, zikiti libi, I have made my heart clean. Zikiti libi, I have made my heart clean. Taharti, I am pure. Taharti, I am pure. Me chatati, from my sin, from my ukri, from my lack. Me chatati. Mi yomar, zikiti libi. Taharti, me chatati. On the day of judgment, who, on the day of judgment, can any man say, I am pure from my sin? On the day of judgment, can any man say, Taharti me chatati, I am pure from my ukri fukri, I am pure from my sin. Taharti me chatati, Taharti, I am pure, I am clean, I am pure. Taharti me from chatati, from chatati, from my ukri, my forfeiture, my lack. So, on the day of judgment, can any man say, Taharti me chatati? No man will be able to stand firm. Thus, like this, scripture says, Yahuwah Chah will suddenly come to his temple. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? Here, Malachi chapter 3, focus verse, verse 2, but here, full of verse 1 and verse 2. Hini sholeach malaki, ua fina dereka lefanai, ua fitoma yavo, illa hekalo, ha adon, asher ratema me vakshi, ua malaka habrit, asher ratema chefetzi, Hine va amar Yahuwah tzvaot. Here, full of four, verse 1. Behold, I send my messenger. Hini asholeach malaki. Behold, I send malaki. My messenger, my angel, my messenger, malaki. Hini asholeach malaki. And he shall clear the way before me. Ua fina dereka lefanai. He shall clear the way before me, before my face. Ua fina dereka lefanai. And the Lord whom ye, whom y'all seek. Ua fitom yavo, illa he kalo, will suddenly come to his temple. Ha Adon, the sovereign. Ha, the Adon. Ha Adawan, ha Adon, the sovereign. Ha Adon. Asher ratem me vakshim, whom asher y'all atem. Me vakshim, whom y'all seek. U afitom yavo, illa hekallo. Ha adon, asheratem me vakshim. And the messenger of the covenant, u malak habrit. And the malak, the messenger, the angel, u malak habrit, of the brit, of the covenant. Whom ye, whom y'all delight, whom y'all delight in. Behold, he cometh. Behold, he cometh. Asher ratem achifetzim, the one in whom chifetzim, chafetzim, whom atem, whom y'all, you all, chafetzim, delight in. Behold, hine ba, he cometh. Hine ba, hine, look and see, ba, he cometh. Amar Yahuwah tzvaot, saith Amar Yahuwah, he who be, we be, tzvaot, of armies, of hosts. Hini asholeach malaki, ua fina dereka lefanai, ua fitoma yavo, illa hekalo, ha adon asher ratema mevakeshim, umalaka habrita, ashera tema chafitzi, hineva amar Yahuwah tzvaot. Here, Malachi, here, verse 2. Umiya mikalkela etayoma bo. Umi haomeda de heraoto. Here. But who may abide the day of his coming? Umi and who? Umi mikalkel. Mikalkel, or who may abide et the yom, the day, bo, of his coming. Umi mikalkel et yom, bo, and who shall stand? Umi ha omed, who shall stand? De heraoto, when he is seeable, when he appeareth. O mia mikalkel et yom bo, o mi heraoto.
That is, who will be able to stand firm on the day of judgment? As Jeremiah said, thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, not of peace, ask and travail with child. Wherefore, why do I see every man with his hands on his loins? As a woman in travail, and all faces shall be turned into paleness.
Hear, Jeremiah 30. Shaluna u rao. Im yoled zakar, madua raiti kol gever. Yadava Allah chilatava ka yoleda. Ze nehefku kol panim li. Yerakon,
here. Ask y'all now and see.
Ask y'all now. Shailuna, ru, and see y'all. Shailuna, ru. Whether a man doth travail with child, im yoled zakar. If a man doth travail. With child, im yoled zakar, if a male doth travail with child, im yoled zakar, wherefore, why, make me know, madua, raiti, I see, call geber, wherefore, why? Cause me to know, madua raiti. Why is it that I see madua raiti? All gever, every man. Every man, that is to say, like every mighty man, all gever, call gever. Madua raiti, call gever. Wherefore do I see every man, every mighty man, like to say every warrior, every mighty man? Yadava Allah chilatava ka yoleda. Yadav, or Yadayo, his hands all upon, Chilatzayo, up on his loins, the loins, like the small of the back, the loins, every man, his hands on his loins. Yadayo, Allah, Chilatzayo, ka yoleda, as a woman, ka, like yoleda, as a woman with child, ka yoleda, as a woman in travail, ka, like as yoleda, ka yoleda, as a woman in travail, as a woman with child. We nehefku akola panima le yerakon, and all faces kola panim are turned. We nehefku are turned. Kol panim, all faces. All countenances, all faces, all perception, le yerakon, into paleness. Full of four, Jeremiah. Shaluna, ima yoled zakar, madua raiti kol agever, yadayo Allah latzayo akat yoleda, we nehefku akol panim le yerakon. On the day, there will be no man with, every face will turn pale. Even Abraham's, because Yishmael, even Yitzhak,
because of Esau, and even the heavenly host because of Yisrael. For it is said, all faces shall be turned into paleness. Where nehefku kol panim le yerakon. V'nehefku achol panim le yerakon. Here, Midrash notes. Here, where it says, on the day of judgment, there will be no man with serene face. Every face will turn pale. Now, here, from this particular verse right here in Jeremiah, in Jeremiah, Jeremiah, Ermias, it reads, Ve'nehefku kol panim le yerakon. Le yerakon, yerakon. All faces called panim are turned, ve'nehefku le yerakon, yerakon, into paleness. Here, bringing out this sense, there's another word also in the Hebrew, but here in Jeremiah, in Jeremiah, where it says, ask y'all now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore, why, madu'a, ra'iti, why do I see, ra'iti, all man. Here we have the gever, the gever, the gever is a strong man. Here is the Hebrew also for the warrior, emphasizing strength or ability to fight. So here, in the phrase where it reads, wherefore do I see every man, madu'a, why, or make me know why, what to know, cause me to know why I see, madu'a, ra'iti, madu'a, ra'iti, ra'iti, I see, call gever. Call Geber, call Geber, call Geber. Ancient pointing called Geber, modern Hebrew called Geber. Now the Geber or the Geber is the man, it translates man, but it's a strong man, it's a warrior. Here we have the Hebrew, the H1397, the Geber, Geber, the warrior. Why do I see all warriors, all valiant, valiant man, all Geber, called Geber? Yadao, Yadayo, Allah, Chlatayo, Ka Yoleda, Ka Yoleda. Like a Yoleda. Yoleda, a woman with child, or in the old King Jamesian, the older translations, as a woman in travail. In travail. Yoleda, Yoleda, a woman with child. That's why it asks, if Yoled, im Yoled Zakar, whether a man, ask and see whether a man or a male, Zakar, im Yoled Zakar, whether a man travail with child, whether a man gives birth. Right, so when it says, on the day of judgment, there will be no man with serene face. Every face will turn pale. It says, even Abraham's, because of Yishmael. Even Yitzhak, even Isaac's face, because of Esau, because of Esau. Even the heavenly host. Now here, there's a reference to Sanhedrin 98 and B. There's a reference when it mentions even the heavenly host, because of Yisrael, because of Israel. For it is said, all faces shall be turned into paleness. Where Nehefku are called panim le yerakon. So the yerakon, yerakon, turned, hafak, to turn, to overthrow, to turn. Ve nehefku will be changed. The idea, the implication would be changed, turned into paleness. Le yerakon, yerakon, yerakon. What is yerakon? Here we have the H3420, yerakon. The BDB, the Browns Driver's Briggs definition, bringing out this Hebraic word, this Hebrew word, yerakon. Mildew, the sense of mildew, paleness, lividness, the sense of mildew, the sense of rust, the sense of paleness. Here, yerakon. Now, in Strong's, it's brought out as paleness. Whether it's persons, it could be paleness, yerakon, of persons, from fright, or of plants, from drought, or from drought. So the sense of, like in plants, is like mildew, in the sense of persons brought out as paleness from fright. Here the root is the H3418, right, of Yerakon, from Yerek. What is Yerek? Yerek, the BDB, Brown Driver's Briggs, brings out greenness, as in sense of green plants, as a sense of greenery, right, in the sense of vacuity. The vacuity of color, like losing color in that sense, right? Properly, the pallor, that is, the yerek is the yellowish green. So not the green, but the yellowish green of young and sickly vegetation. Concretely, it's like verdure, that is like the green or the vegetation, but the turning of that color, right? And then we have from Yerek, getting to the root of Yerek, the H3417, we have Yarak. And here we get to the root of Yerakon. The Yarak is to spit, right? To spit, the idea of spit. So we have the sense of, in plants, the color, the changing of the color, right, of the green plants, the yellowishness. And then in the sense of persons, it's like they're losing color, as it were. They're turning pale, you know, like losing melanin, right? Or like from a living person to when like a dead body loses that color. It loses the color, turn to paleness. Thus here in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 6, where it reads right here, when the hefku kola panim le yerakon, and all faces are turned, all faces are changed, are turned into paleness. So the full of the verse here from Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 6, we have the gestures that the men, the mighty men, the gever, right, the gever, not just the Adam or Ish, but we have the sense of the warrior. So when it says, why do I see every man, the Hebrew sense is, why do I see every warrior, every strong man making the gestures, right, displaying the gestures in their anguish, and these gestures that the mighty men, the strong men, the warriors are displaying in their anguish are comparable with the throes of a womb man, with child of a womb man, mo better in childbirth, in giving birth. So the same gestures that the womb man would make when bringing forth a child in childbirth, in travail, are the same gestures right here that the prophet Jeremiah is saying, why am I seeing through the spirit of HaKadosh? He's saying, Baruch Hu, he's saying, why do I see every mighty man, I see every man, every strong man, every warrior, acting like they are giving birth, like a woman in travail. Accordingly, David said to Ha'el, Ha'el said to the Almighty, to the power, because of the day of judgment, I entreat thee, the eye. Behold, I beseech, I beg the eye to answer me, to answer I, and show mercy to me. Hence, hear, even today's psalm, he said, hear my prayer. Give ear to my supplications. Here today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel, Kof Mim Gamel, Mizmor Le David, Yahuwah Shema'a, Tifilati, Ha'azina Ella Tachnunai. O he who be, we be, Yahuwah Shema'a, Shema'a, Tifilati, hear my tefila, Tifilati, hear my prayer, give ear, Ha'azina, broaden the ear, Ha'azina Ella Tachnunai. Il tu tachnunai, to my supplications. If thou showest no mercy to me, how can one stand firm? This is to say, if thou, the I, Yahuwah, showest no mercy to me, showest no mercy to I, how can one, anyone, how can one stand firm? So, when Job prayed, even in Job chapter 14, verse 13, he said, oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the nether world. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the nether world. Mi ten bishola tatsapineni. Here, Job chapter 14 here, first part of verse 13. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the nether world, or bishol in the nether world, the underworld, the sheol, the tuat, the daat, the underworld, often called by the Greeks the Hades, the sheol, by the ancient Kamitiu, the Mitzrayim, the tuat, the duat, the hell, the Hades, the duat, the underworld. Here, Eov says, me, who, yitain, who will give? Who will give? This is the idea speaking directly, like, who will give? Oh, that thou, here the Hebrew, me, who, yitain, who to give? Be sheol, in sheol, in the nether world, tatsa pineni, oh, that you will hide me in the sense of, like, treasure me up in the nether world. There appears here in this impassioned appeal some groping towards the hope, the expectation of a life, a liberty beyond. This is Eob, this is Job right here. Job sees that his well-being, right, is degenerating, right, and he is dying. He's on the way to the underworld, to the Sheol, the Duat, the proverbial, quote, Hades, so to speak, the Hebrew Hades. And here he's saying, me yitain, who will give, oh, if thou give, but who, if not you, then who, me yitain, be Sheol, in Sheol, tatsapineni, to tsafan, to treasure, right, in the sense of hide me. So there appears in this impassioned appeal some groping towards a life, towards a hope of a life beyond. beyond the present circumstances. The thought strikes him that there is a possibility of another fate than that of eternally abiding in the underworld, in the Sheol, Hebraically the Sheol, Kemetically the Duat, right, according to the Greeks, the Hades, or pseudonymously the hell, the underworld. So the thought is striking him, Eob, that there is a possibility of another fate than that of eternally abiding in Sheol. Perhaps he would remain there for a set time and then be remembered by Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, by Shaddai, by the Almighty. Hear, hear, hear. Job prayed, oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the nether world. Mi yitena bi Sheol, tatzapine ani. Hakadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, asked, forever, forever, Selah, la netzach, forever. Job replied, until judgment will have passed, until indignation will have passed, until wrath will have passed, until thy wrath be passed. Tastereini adashuv apecha, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be passed. Ad shuv apecha, ad until shuv turned, apecha thy wrath, until thy wrath be passed, until thy wrath be turned. Ad shuv apecha. Similarly, David said, enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. And enter not, ve'al tavo b'mishpat et abdeka, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, ve'al tavo b'mishpat et abdeka, with abdeka, with thy abed, with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified, for not justified in thy sight all living, for not justified in thy sight all living. Hear the Hebraic order of words. Ki lo yitzdaka lefaneka, call chai, all living, call chai. So it does not read no man, right? It doesn't read no man. It actually reads all living, call all chai. All living, called chai. And the order of words is not, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Hebraically is, for not justified in thy sight. Ki lo yitzdak lefaneka, all living, called chai. All living, called chai. That is to say, David was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, wilt thou bring me to enter into judgment with thee, with the eye? How is a servant to enter into judgment with his master? How is a servant to enter into judgment with his master? Similarly, scripture says, even of Eob, even of Job, in Job chapter 10, verse 15, if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. If I be righteous, if I be righteous, lo esa, not to lift up roshi, yet shall I not lift up my head, with tzadakti, lo esa roshi, if I be righteous, yet shall I not lift up my head, with tzadakti, lo esa roshi, lama lo, why not, lama lo, because every man is a servant to thee, to the eye. And everything he owns belongs to his master. Again, scripture says, only do not two things to me, then will I not hide myself from thee, from the eye. Withdraw thy hand far from me, and let not thy terror make me afraid. Hear, Eob. Hear, Job. Job chapter 13, verses 20 to 21. Hear, Yob, Job chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Ak staim alat asa imadi, aza mi panecha loa es satir, kapecha me alaya harhaka, ve matecha ala te vaitani, only do not two things to me. Akshtayim. Akshtayim. Akshtayim, or in modern Hebrew, akshtayim. Only, to say only two, only two, only two things. Akshtayim. Akshtayim. Shtayim. Ala ta'as imadi. Do not two things to me. Al ta'as. Don't do al ta'as. Don't do al ta'as. Don't do imadi. Imadi. To me, with me. Only do not two things to me. Only do not two things with me. Aka shitayim al ta'asa imadi. Then will I not hide myself from thee. As then. As mi panecha. As mi panecha. From thy face, me from paneka, as then from thy face, as ami paneka, lo esatir, lo, not, no, esatir, not hiding, I would not hide, lo esatir, as ami paneka, lo esatir. So he says here in verse 20, only do not two things to me, with me, then will I not hide myself from thee, as ami paneka, lo esatir, and here the two things, kapeka, may alaya harhak, withdraw thy hand far from me. He says, kapeka, thy hand, thy kap, like thy palm. Kap, kapeka, the I, male hand, may alai, from above I, from I, to say may, from alai, from upon I, thy hand, like palm, thy hand, from upon I, harhak, to be far, harhak, harhak, harhak. Don't make your right hand far from me, your palm, your hand, kapeka, may alai from above I, harhak, don't withdraw, make it far from I, first thing. Secondarily, ve ematekha, we and ematekha, ema, ematekha, the I terror, the emat, we ematekha, ala te va itani, ala te va itani, and make not thy terror, make me afraid. Don't make thy emat, make I afraid. Hear, hear, hear. And also Eob and Job also says, even in Job chapter 10, verses 9 to 12, Job says, remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast fashioned me as clay, and wilt thou bring me into dust again? Hast thou not poured me out as milk, and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh, and knit me together with bones and sinews. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy providence hath preserved my spirit. Thy providence, provida, hath preserved my irit. Here, Eob chapter 10, here, verse 9. Zikarna kia ka homera a sitani, we illa afara te shiveini. Remember, zikarna, please remember, I beseech the eye, remember, please, zikarna, remember, please, zikarna ki, ka chomera, asitani, remember, please remember, that thou hast fashioned me, hath fashioned I as clay, ki for ka chomer, like clay, asitani, like clay, you have fashioned, you have made, ani. Zikarna ki aka chomera asitani. And wilt thou bring me into dust again? We illa afara te shiveini, te shive ani. Wilt thou bring ani, I, into, we illa afar, into the afar, into the afar. Wilt thou bring, wilt thou return I to the afar, to the afar again, where il afara te shibeini. Verse 10, hast thou not poured me out as milk, and curdled me as cheese? Hello, ka halav tate keini, we ka gebina takapieni. Hast thou not poured me out like milk. Hello, is it not? Hello, 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 is it not? Hello, is it not? Ka chalav, 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 milk, chalav, ka, like chalav, milk, tatekeni, tatekeni, poured me out and curdled, with ka gibina, gabina, gabina, like the cheese, gabina or gavina, ve ka gavina, V'chagavina, modern Hebrew, or V'chagavina, V'chagavina, like cheese, takapieni, takapieni, curdled I, verse 11. Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh. Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh. Or, u'abasara, talabisheni, and knit me together with bones and sinews. Uava its amot, uba its amot, bones where gidim and sinews are tisa kikeni, has knit I. Ora ubasara talabisheni, uaba its amota where gidim, tisa kikeni. Verse 12. Wilt thou grant me, thou hast granted me, thou hast granted I life and favor, chayim. Wa chesed, chayim, life. Wa and chesed, and favor, loving kindness, chesed. Chayim, wa chesed, life and loving kindness. Asita, imadi, asita, you have done, imadi, you have done with me. So the sense is not so much granted, but doing, you have done with me, imadi, imadi. Chayima wa cheseda asita imadi. And thy providence hath preserved my spirit. Ufa kudateka, and thy fikudat, fikudat, ufa kudateka, ua fikudateka, shamra, shamra, has preserved, has guarded, has hedged about, shamra ruchi, shamra ruchi, has preserved ruchi, my spirit, my irid, ruchi. Remember, zakarna ki aka chomera asetani, will afara te shibeni? Hello, khalava tate khaini, we kagi bina taka pieni, ora ubasara talabisheni, uabat amota wigdima tisa kakeini, chayima wa chesed osita imadia, ufa kudate ka shamra ruchi. And withal, wilt thou summon me to stand for judgment? And with all of that, wilt thou, the I, summon me to stand for judgment? Lama, why? Since man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and withereth. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one and bringest me into judgment with thee, with the I? Here, Job, here, Job, Job chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. Man that is born of a woman, man, Adam yulud isha, kitzar yamim usava rogez. Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. Adam yulad isha, kitzar yamim, few days, kitzar yamim usava. Roges, usava roges, and full of trouble, and satisfied with trouble, and satiated with trouble, usava roges. Adama yulada isha, kitzar yamim usava roges. Kitzitza yatza, vayimala, vaya yizrach, wa katzela. Zitlo ya emod. He cometh forth like a flower. Kutsitsa yatsa. He cometh like a flower. He cometh. Kutsits. He cometh like a flower. Like a flower. Kutsits. Yatsa. Yatsa. He cometh. Kutsitsa yatsa. Vayimal. 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 And yimal. And withereth. Kutsitsa yatsa. Vayimal. Vayayivrach. Vayivrach. Vayivrach, vayivrach, and he fleeth, vayivrach katzel, and he fleeth like a tzel, like a shadow, willo ya'emod, and continueth not, and standeth not, here Hebraically, willo, and not ya'emod, and not standing, and he doesn't stand, he's not able to stand. The sense here, Hebraically brought out in translation, continue. He cannot stand firm. In other words, he cannot continue. Vayibracha katzela ulo ya'imod. Verse 3. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one, and bringest me into judgment with thee? Af al zeh, pakachta aineka, we oti tavi b'mishpata imak. And dost thou the eye open thine eyes up on such a one? Af al zeh, upon such a one. Af al zeh, pakachta aineka, pakachta. You opening your eyes, opening, pakachta, aineka, the eye, male eyes, with oti, and me, to say with me, and oti, veoti, veoti, and me, tabi, and bringing me, veoti, tabi, v'mishpat, in judgment, v'mishpat, imak. Here, full of foe. Adam yulad isha. Kitzar yamim usiv arugez, kitzitza yatza wayimala wayivracha katzela ulo yamod. Af alze pakachta aineka weoti atavi b'mishpata imak. And Shlomo, and Solomon said, who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? And Solomon said, who can say, Mi Yomar, Zikiti Libi, Zikiti, purified, Zikiti Libi, purified my heart, I have purified my heart. Mi Yomar, who can say, Zikiti Libi, Taharti me chatati, I am pure. Taharti, I am pure. Me chatati, from my akari fukur, I am pure from my, I am purified from my sin. Who can say, Mi yomar zikiti libi, taharti me chatati? So here, this is to say concerning human imperfection. Who can say, Mi yomar? The implied answer is no one, nobody, no one. In biblical doctrine, Hebraic teaching, it is always assumed that no man is faultless. And this is brought out right here, even in connection with Eov, even in connection with Job. Mi yomar zikiti libi, taharti me chatati, mi yomar. On the day, what a day. On the day of judgment, no man can declare himself pure because, according to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46, there is no man that sinneth not. There is no man that doesn't uck up. There is no man that sinneth not. Here, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46, full of fold. Ki ye chet'u alaka ki ein adam asher lo ye chet'a. Ve anafta vama ua netatama lifneya oyeva ve shavuma shovehem il eret ha oyeva rechoka o kerova. Here, full of verse right here, KJV first. If they sin against thee, for there's no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives to the land of the enemy, far or near. Kia yechetu laka, kia ein adam asher lo yechetu we anafta pam ua netatama lifneya oyeva we shawuma shobeihem il eretza ha oyeva re choka o kerova, far or near, the land to the land of the enemy. Il eretza ha oyeva, rechoka, ni far, rechoka, or kerova, or near. But here, zooming in to the first part of the verse right here, ki aye chet'u alaka, if they sin against thee, against the eye, ki aye chet'u, ki yechetu lak, if they sin against the eye, ki for ain Adam, there is no Adam, ki ain Adam, there is no Adam, asher, who, lo yechetah, ki ein adam asher lo yechet'a, lo yechet'a, chet'a. There is no Adam who doesn't uck up. There is not an Adam who does not uck up. There's not a man, common man, all man, who does not sin. Ki ein adam asher lo yechet'a. Ki ein adam asher lo yechet'a. And because, according to Ecclesiastes, Kohelet the preacher, there is not a righteous man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not and does not uck up. Ki adam ein atzadik abaretz asher ya iseto v'lo yecheta. There is not a righteous man up on earth. Ki adam, for Adam, ein not tzadik, for Adam, not righteous, ba'aretz, bringing out the Hebrew, for Adam, ain, there is not, for Adam, because Adam, there is not tzadik, righteous, ba'aretz, or bringing out the translative sense, there is not a righteous man up on earth, there is not a righteous Adam, but the Hebrew sense, ki adam ain tzadik ba'aretz, for, because Adam, there is not tzadik, righteous, ba'aretz, upon earth, asher, who, ya is said, tov, who doeth, ya is said, tov, who doeth good, ya is said, tov, who doeth tov, tawav, willow, and does not uck up. In the sight of Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, true good, true God, not even the heavens, the Shemayim, are pure. In the sight, in the eyes of Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, not even the stars are pure. For it is said, even here, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel, Mizmor Kof Mem Gamel, Psalm 143, here in the second verse, in thy sight, no living thing shall be justified. In thy sight, in thy eyes, no living thing shall be justified. Hear. Ki lo yitzdaka lifaneka kol chai, all living, kol chai, for not justified. Ki lo yitzdaka, in thy face, in thy presence, lifaneka, call all chai, all life, all living. So here the translation, in thy sight, no living thing, call chai, no living shall be justified. What is meant by the words no living thing? What is meant by the words call chai, all living, call chai? What is meant by the words call chai, no living thing, or all, literally, all living, all chai, all life, all living? That in thy sight, li faneka, no living, no thing alive shall be justified, and that only the dead, metim, the mutan, the metim, shall be adjudged pure? Does that mean this, that in thy sight, lefaneka, no living, no thing alive shall be justified, and that only the dead shall be adjudged pure? No, no. The words here, kol chai, they mean that on the day of judgment, even the living things, call chai, all living in the heavens, Shemayi, will be not able to justify themselves, lefanecha, in thy sight, in thy face, in thy presence. Hence, here, it is said, for in thy sight, no living thing shall be justified. Ki lo yitzadaka lefanecha, call chai, 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 chai. Hi, 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 hi.
מזמור קוף מם גימל, מזמור לדוד. אדוני שמע תפילתי, האזינה אל תחנוני, ואמונתך ענני בצדקתך, ואל תבוא ומשפט את עבדך, כי לא יצדק לפניך כל חי. ירדף אויב נפשי, דיקה לארץ חייתי, הושיבני במחשכים כמתי עולם. ותתעטף עלי רוחי, בתוכי ישתומם ליבי. זכרתי ימים מקדם, הגיתי וכל פועליך, במעשה ידיך אסוחח. פרשתי ידי אליך, נפשי כארץ עייפה לך סלע. מהר ענני אדוני, קלטה רוחי, אל תסתר פניך ממני, ונמשלתי עם יורדבור. השמיעני בבוקר חסדך, כי בך בטחתי. הודיעני דרך זו אלך, כי אליך נשאתי נפשי. הצילני מאויביי, אדוני אליך חיסיתי. למדני לעשות רצונך, כי אתה אלוהי, רוחך טובה, תנחני בארץ מישור. למען שמך אדוני תחייני, בצדקתך תוציא מבצרה נפשי. ובחסדך תצמית אויביי, והאבדת כל צוררי נפשי, כי אני עבדך. דך, דך, דך.
To go long, I and I, down in a Babylon.
Verily, the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground, to the ground. Verily, the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. Here today, Psalm is more Kof Mim Gimel, Kof Mim Gamel. Psalm 143, here, verse 3. He break with the third verse. For the enemy, ki radafa oyeba nafshi. For the enemy has persecuted she, my soul, nafshi. Ki radaf oyeb nafshi. Dika la'aretza chayayti. He has crushed. Dika la'aretz to the ground. He has crushed to the ground. Chayayti. My life, my liberty. Ki radaf oyev nafshi. Dika la'aretz chayayti. Chayayti. Yisrael, Israel, said this, like this. How goodly a thing it is for us, for I and I, that I and I are smitten by persecution, by false prosecution, that our enemies, our haters, have already smitten us, I and I, and tried us, and tried I and I. Ki radaf oyev nafshi, dika la'aretz chayayti. So Yisrael, I and I say this, like thus, how goodly a thing it is for us, for I and I, that we have been smitten, that we are smitten, that I and I are smitten by false prosecution, that our enemies, I and I enemies, our haters, have already smitten I and I, and tried I and I. As scripture says, even in Psalm 66, he breaks with the 10th verse, Thou, O Elohim, has proved us. Thou, the I, has tried us, as silver is tried. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Mizmora, Samek Vav, Samek Wow, Psalm LXVI, Psalm 66, here he breaks with the 10th verse, Ki Yavir Chantanu Elohim, Tzraftanu, Ki Yatzrafa Kasef, For thou, Elohim, has tried us. Kia bechantanu Elohim. Kia bechantanu Elohim. O Elohim, for the I, Elohim, has tried and trying I and I. Thou hast refined us. Thou hast refined I and I. Tzraftanu. Kia bechanatanu Elohim. Tzraftanu. As silver, like silver is refined. Kitzraf, as refined, kasef, as silver is refined. For thou, O Elohim, has tried us, or Hebraically, ki v'chantanu, for in trying us, ki v'chantanu Elohim, O Elohim, seraftanu, thou hast refined us, seraftanu, ki tzraf, as refining kasef, as refining silver, here, tried I and I, as precious metal, hear what is brought out of Mizmor, Samek Vav, Psalm 66, here at verse 10, in Bechantanu, for in trying us, as precious metal is tested and purified in the refiner's crucible. Yisrael, I and I, Yisrael was made to pass through the fires of suffering, and issued from the ordeal cleansed, I and I, issuing forth from the ordeal cleansed of the dross in I and I, and the dross in them, the dross in Yisrael. So thus the verse here often is translated as, for thou, O God, O Elohim, has tried us. But the Hebraic sense, ki avichantanu Elohim, ki bichantanu, for in trying and testing us. And the analogy here, the mashal here, the allegory here is as precious metal is tested and purified in the refiner's crucible. So Yisrael, so I and I, ki bichantanu Elohim, for in trying us, in testing us, like one tests precious metals, ki bechantanu Elohim, seraftanu, you have refined I and I, in testing I and I, you have purified, refined I and I, ki tzraf, like refining kasef, as refining silver, ki bechantanu Elohim, seraftanu, ki tzrafa kasef. So, there is no need to recite to thee. Therefore, in saying this, there is no need to recite to thee, to the eye, the record of persecutions, the record of false prosecutions. And here, Midrash, note right here from the Midrash, literally this is said, do not say, have these and those trials and tribulations indeed been imposed by Elohim? So the literal, the direct of this here from the Midrash, right here, for today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Amim Gimel, here, is to say that there's no need to recite to thee, speaking to he who be, we be, HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, the record of persecutions. But in the Midrash, this verse is more literally said as, do not say, have these and those trials indeed, really been imposed by Elohim, Be'Elohim. Have these and those trials, tribulations and persecution and false prosecutions really been imposed, Be'Elohim, by way of Elohim, the true good, the true God? For behold, it was, according to Psalm 66 at verse 12, it was thou, the eye who has caused men to ride over our heads. So here in the same psalm, in Mizmor Samek, Wow, Samek Vav, Psalm 66, when we go to the 12th verse where it reads, thou, speaking to he who be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, thou has caused men to ride. Hirkavta, thou has caused men to ride. Hirkavta, Enosh, thou has caused Enosh, thou has caused mortal men to ride. Hirkavta Enosh, over our heads, le roshenu, over our heads, cause men to ride over our heads. Hirkavta Enosh, le roshenu, over our rashes, our rosh, over our heads. So here, for thou's eye has caused men to ride over our heads. Hirkavta enosha lerosheinu. The Hebrew word for men here is enosh, enosh. And in Psalm 8, round about verse 5, he breaks with the fifth verse, bringing out more the sense of enosh. Enosh is also men and type of men, but enosh brings out the sense of mortal men. Hirkavta enosha lerosheinu. Riding over our heads. Here we have a picture, a word picture, right? A word picture of wounded men lying helpless, helpless on the ground, while the horsemen ride pitilessly, pitilessly over them, pitilessly over their heads. Here we have a word picture, right? Even from the wall paintings and even from the monuments of many ancient nations where they show the rider in the chariot riding over their heads of the pitilessly over the heads of wounded men lying helpless on the ground. So thus bringing out the sense where it says, do not say, have these and those trials and tribulations really been imposed by Elohim? Because here in Mizmor Samek Wow, Samek Vav, Psalm 66, at the 12th verse, first part of the 12th verse, it says, Hirkavta enosh lirosheinu. Hirkavta, thou hast caused to ride enosh, mortal men lirosheinu, rosheinu, over our heads. And after we have endured so much, enough, after we have endured so much, enough, wilt I, speaking directly to he who be, we be, to HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle of One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, Baruch, who blessed be he, wilt I, bring I and I to judgment? HaKadosh, Baruch, who, the Holy One, Baruch, who blessed be he, reply. Because so enough has passed over you. Fear y'all no more. It is said even in Nahum, it is said, I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. I will afflict thee no more. Here, Nahum, chapter 1, verse 12. Where enitik lo e anek od, and though I have afflicted thee, ve enitik, we an enitik, afflicted thee, lo, no, not, anek, to afflict od, not to afflict more. Though I have afflicted thee, I will not afflict thee more. I have afflicted thee, I will not afflict thee more. Where nitik lo e anek od. The predicted affliction will be so thorough that a second affliction will be unnecessary. Some have the opinion that the word Debarim are a promise to the kingdom of Yehuda, the kingdom of Judah, that after the fall of their Assyrian foe, their troubles will be at an end. On this interpretation, the Targum, Nahum, was more optimistic than Yeshayahu, than Isaiah, who foretold that the overthrow of Assyria would not mark the final chapter of Yisrael's suffering, but the immediate aim of Hanabi, the prophet, was to imbue with fresh faith, fresh emuna, fresh admittance, fresh haimanot, the living faith, those who were despairing of ever seeing Assyria's downfall. Full of the verse right here in Nahum here to fulfill the Midrash for today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel Kof Mem Gamel, Psalm 143, here, from Nahum, Nahum, Comforter, Nahum, chapter 1, here at verse 12, Koh Hamar Yahuwah Ima Shelemim Weken Rabim Weken Na Gozu We Abar We Etik Ve'enitika lo e anek od. Full of the verse, thus saith he who be, we be, koh, amar Yahuwah, koh, like this, amar Yahuwah, thus saith he who be, we be, though they be in full strength, although they be in full strength, and likewise many, nuf nuf, im, shilemim, although they be in peace, they be in strength, they be in full strength, numbers and strong defenses will prove a delusion, and incapable of averting the nation's fate. Im, shilemim, v'chein arabim. And likewise with Cain, with Cain, and yes, and so Rabim, and so many, and so Rabim, and so Nuf Nuf, with Cain, Rabim, with Cain, Na Gozu, the Avar. Likewise, even so, shall they be cut down, with Cain, and likewise, Na Gozu, with Cain, Na Gozu, with Cain, Na Gozu. And likewise, even so, they will be cut down. Nagozu, Nagozu, Wekain, Nagozu, We Avar, Ve Avar, We Abar, and he shall pass over, and he shall pass away, We Abar, We Abar, Wekain, Nagozu, We Abar, We Enitik, Ve Enitika, and though I have afflicted thee, We Enitik, Lo, not, no, E Anek, Lo anek, lo anek, lo anek, and I will not afflict you od. We nitika lo anek od. And though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. We nitik lo anek od. Lo anek, 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 lo anek.
Yes, 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 here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, speaking to She, you know, speaking to Israel and the soul, speaking to She, yes, I. Shabbat Shalom, Simbe Salam.